Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Chapter Summaries, Madhyalila 22, The Process of Devotional Service. In the 22nd chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the process of devotional service. In the beginning, Lord Chaitanya describes the truth about the living entity and the super excellence of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya then describes the uselessness of mental speculation and mystic yoga. And in all circumstances, the living entity is recommended to accept the path of devotional service, as personally explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The speculative method of the so-called jnanis is considered a waste of time, and that is proved in this chapter. So an intelligent person should abandon the process of karmakanda, jnanakanda, and mystic yoga. One should give up all these useless processes and take seriously to the path of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one's life will be successful if one takes to Krishna consciousness fully, even though he or she may sometimes be agitated due to having previously practiced mental speculation and yogic mysticism. One will be saved by Lord Krishna himself. The fact is that devotional service is bestowed by the blessings of a pure devotee, Sa Mahatma Sadurlabha. A pure devotee is the supreme transcendentalist, and one has to receive the mercy of the pure devotee for one's dormant Krishna consciousness to be awakened. Therefore, one has to associate with pure devotees. And if one has firm faith in the words of a great soul, then pure devotional service will awaken. In this chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu differentiates between a pure devotee and others. Lord Chaitanya also describes the characteristics of a pure devotee. A devotee's most formidable enemy is association with women in an enjoying spirit. Association with non-devotees is also condemned because it is also a formidable enemy on the path of devotional service. And so, one has to fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and give up attraction for women and non-devotees. The six symptoms of fully surrendered souls are also described in this chapter. Devotional service has been divided into two categories, regulative devotional service and spontaneous love. And there are 64 items listed in regulative devotional service. And out of these 64, the last five are considered very important. But even by practicing one of the nine processes of devotional service, one can become successful. But speculative knowledge and mystic yoga can never help one in devotional service. Pious activity, nonviolence, sense control, and regulation are not separate from devotional service in its pure form. If one engages in devotional service, all good qualities follow. One does not have to cultivate them separately. Spontaneous devotional service arises when one follows a pure devotee who is already awakened to spontaneous love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the symptoms of devotees who are already situated in spontaneous love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya also describes the devotees who are trying to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Tankaruna Arnavam Kalavapi Ati Gudheyam Bhakti Yena Prakashata. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is an ocean of transcendental mercy. And although the subject matter of Bhakti Yoga is very confidential, nonetheless, Lord Chaitanya has manifested so nicely, even in this age of Kali, the age of quarrel. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded November 8, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.